Hi, Dave Emery here. This is side one of For the Record program number 765, The Adventures of Eddie the Friendly Spook, part 10, Shearing the Piglet, subtitled They're Shocked, Shocked. This is being recorded on December 15th of the year 2013. Now, the title of the program, and once again we're going to be delving into the incredibly important story surrounding Edward Snowden's, quote, disclosures, unquote. Note the quotes. And as I have noted in the past, things are fundamentally different from the way the vast majority of media outlets have been portraying them. For one thing, most of this information, the information that has been, quote, shocking people, unquote, has been on the record for a long time and or could be safely extrapolated. I've been talking about NSA and GCHQ hoovering up of electronic communications for many years, that from open source information. This is not an exercise in self-exaltation, but rather it is to point out that this information, anyway, the things that are bothering people, you know, Big Brother is monitoring your communications, blah, 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 that has been on the public record for a long time. I've been talking about it from open source, from open sources for the better part of two decades. And again, this is not an exercise in self-exaltation, but rather it is to point out that there is something very different than what people have been generally led to think. Another major aspect of this derives directly from a passage from Mein Kampf, Adolf Hitler's political manifesto and, to an extent, autobiography. In Mein Kampf, Hitler wrote, "Most people tell little lies. They would be ashamed to tell big ones. They would never credit others with such great impudence as the complete reversal of facts. Even explanations would long leave them in doubt and hesitation, as any trifling detail would dispose them to accept a thing as true. All good liars know this, therefore, and stop at nothing to achieve this end." Far from being crusaders for civil liberties and human freedom, blah, 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 people like Edward Snowden, Citizen Greenwald, who spent years as an attorney running legal interference for a bunch of stone Nazi killers, these people are, in fact, the opposite of what they are being generally represented to as being. You start, and again, I spent the first, about five shows, roughly, introducing the characters and the political milieu, my favorite word, of which they are part. That's why I did the Dramatis Personae programs, because when you begin examining Eddie the Friendly Spook, and again, he is an intelligence officer, and spy rhymes with lie. When you begin examining these interests, they not only are not concerned with human liberty and freedom and so forth, despite the use of the term libertarian. It's one of the things that makes this particular lie so seductive. Libertarianism itself is sort of a backdoor to fascism, or corporatism, as Mussolini put it. Mussolini, who invented the term fascism and the system, described it il fascismo e il corporatismo. Fascism is corporatism. And libertarianism, despite the fact that many people of good and sincere faith have been attracted to that philosophy, libertarianism winds up being, by and large, a backdoor to fascism. And again, I know I'm repeating myself. Remember that the motto of the German Nazi Party under Adolf Hitler was Freiheit und Brot, freedom and bread. You see, the Nazis were really in favor of freedom. Well, The devil was in the details, and when you start examining the milieu of Eddie the Friendly Spook, the Ludwig von Mises Institute, Ron Paul et al., you literally come to people who believe in slavery, past, present, and future. So to telescope these arguments enormously, in order to understand the nature of the forces of which Edward Snowden is part, what part of slavery do you not understand? Now, in this program, we're going to be taking a look at something that I have touched on before, and that is the fact that what the NSA has been doing, and the GCHQ, is not only standard operating procedure, but the European countries have been doing the same thing, including small European countries with fewer safeguards. The title of the program, Shearing the Piglet, comes from a delightful quote from a Russian president of Vladimir Putin, himself, by the way, a former intelligence officer, in the story Putin Defends Snowden Stopover Rejects U.S. Drivel by Anton Doroshev, Nicole Goette, and Nathan Gill of Bloomberg.com from June 25th of this year, 2013. Putin was quoted as saying about this whole business, "It's like shearing a piglet, all squealing and no wool," which there actually will be a lot of wool in the next installment. We're going to talk about the destabilization of the NSA and some of the things that I think are likely to come out of this. And ultimately, we're going to be taking a look at the assault on U.S. internet companies and some things that are likely to affect you very directly. The subtitle of the program there, Shocked, is, of course, from the movie Casablanca, starring Humphrey Bogart and Ingrid Bergman. At one point, Major Strasser orders Rick's Cafe closed down. And the Claude Rains playing the police chief, Louis Renault, says, "I'm shocked to learn that there's gambling going on in this establishment." And then the croupier comes up to him and says, "Your winnings, sir." And all over Europe and all over the world, people are shocked. And again, I've been talking about this stuff from open sources for the better part of two decades. And yet everybody is shocked. Beginning with an article I've read before, this is from the New York, by way of underscoring the point I just made, the New York Times of September 6th, 2001, more than 12 years ago, features this article, World Briefing, Europe, report on U.S. spy system by Suzanne Daly, D-A-L-E-Y. Now, again, this was on September 6th of 2001, 5 days before 9/11. And as we're going to see, it is the culmination. The European Parliament report was the culmination of a year-long study. That's before September of 2001. This reads in part, "The United States-led spying system known as Echelon can monitor virtually every communication in the world by email, phone, or fax that bounces off a satellite," the European Parliament was told. "But in reporting on a year-long study of the system," again, this story, September of 2001, "but in reporting on a year-long study of the system that was prompted by concern that American companies were using data from the system to gain a competitive edge, Gerhard Schmidt," S-C-H-M-I-D as in dog, "a German member of the parliament, said that many European countries had similar abilities." And we're going to be taking a look at exactly that. By the way, one of the things that is so funny, in addition to Germany and the BND, and we're going to be paying a lot of attention to BND, France has been deeply involved in just exactly this type of activity, as are the other NATO countries. Remember, we spoke about this in For the Record 749, our visit with John Loftus from this past summer. A story by France 24, or 24 in French. This is by Tony Todd, T-O-double-D, from October 24th of 2013. As we get into the discussion of this, notice the French officials saying they say they're shocked at this whole thing. That several of them use that exact word. Everybody is shocked. Shocked to learn that there's gambling going on in this establishment. And what we're going to do is to present them with their winnings, sir. This story, Paris also snoops on U.S., says ex-French spy boss, by Tony Todd, from, again, France 24, or France 24, from October 24th of 2013. It reads in part, "Spying on allies is all in a day's work," the former head of France's domestic intelligence agency said on Thursday, following reports that the U.S. National Security Agency recorded millions of French phone calls. Skipping down, Bernard Squarcini, S-Q-U-A-R-C-I-N-I, head of the Direction Centrale de Renseignement Intérieur, or DCRI, intelligence service until last year, told French daily Le Figaro he was astonished, unquote, when Prime Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault, A-Y-R-A-U-L-T, said he was, quote, deeply shocked, unquote, by the claims. And then Squarcini says, "I am amazed by such disconcerting naivete," he said in the interview. "You'd almost think that our politicians don't bother to read the reports that they get from the intelligence services," unquote. On Monday, French daily Le Monde published a story based on leaks from NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden, alleging that the NSA had recorded 70 million phone calls in France on a 30-day period from December 10th through January 8th of this year. France spies on the U.S. just as the U.S. spies on France, the former head of France's espionage and counterterrorism agency said on Friday. And skipping down again, the following day, French President François Hollande called on his U.S. counterpart Barack Obama to express deep disapproval of these practices. At least he didn't say he was shocked, which are unacceptable between friends and allies because they infringe on the privacy of French citizens, unquote. But for Squarcini, spying on allies is all in the day's work. Quote, "The French intelligence services know full well that all countries, whether or not they are allies in the fight against terrorism, spy on each other all the time," he said. "Americans spy on French commercial and industrial interests, and we do the same to them because it's in the national interest to protect our companies," unquote. There was nothing of any real surprise in this report, he added. No one is fooled. And another interesting story here concerns the exact same thing, namely the fact that France does exactly the same thing. This is from Le Monde, a Le Monde report. This is from the BBC of July 4th of 2013. France, quote, "has vast data surveillance." It reads in part, "France's Foreign Intelligence Service intercepts computer and telephone data on a vast scale, like the controversial U.S. PRISM program, according to the French daily Le Monde." That sentence again. "France's Foreign Intelligence Service intercepts computer and telephone data on a vast scale, like the controversial U.S. PRISM program, according to the French daily Le Monde." Skipping down, "the operation is outside the law and beyond any proper supervision," unquote, Le Monde says. Other French intelligence agencies allegedly access the data secretly. Skipping down, the DGSE allegedly analyzes the metadata, not the contents of emails and other communications, but the data revealing who is speaking to whom, when, And where, parenthetically, that's what the NSA does. And when they want more information, they go through the FISA courts, which, you know, are funky in and of themselves. But the point here is that what the NSA is doing is literally standard operating procedure. Continuing with this BBC story about the Le Monde report, connections inside France and between France and other countries are all monitored, Le Monde reports. And another very revealing story, this is from the Associated Press of October 26th, 2011, NSA spying threatens to hamper U.S. foreign policy. It's by Deb Reichman, R-I-E-C-H-M-A-N-N. And I think that this will hamper U.S. foreign policy, at least to an extent. Again, in our next installment of Eddie the Friendly Spook, I'm going to talk about some of the goals and fallout from this. This particular article is more than a little interesting. And once again, we're going to hear from former French Foreign Minister Bernard Kouchner, K-O-U-C-H-N-E-R, and he said he is shocked by this whole thing. Everybody is shocked. This story again, NSA spying threatens to hamper U.S. foreign policy, by Deb Reichman, AP 1026-2013. The magnitude of the eavesdropping is what shocked us, former French Foreign Minister Bernard Kouchner said in an interview. Again, this the beginning of this. The magnitude of the eavesdropping is what shocked us, former French Foreign Minister Bernard Kouchner said in a radio interview. Let's be honest. We eavesdrop too. Everyone is listening to everyone else, but we don't have the same means as the United States, which makes us jealous. And skipping down, the British ambassador to Lebanon, Tom Fletcher, tweeted this past week, I work on the assumption that 6+ countries tap my phone. Increasingly rare that diplomats say anything sensitive on calls, unquote. Madeleine Albright, Secretary of State during the Clinton administration, McCall being at the United Nations, and having the French ambassador ask her why she said something in a private conversation that was apparently intercepted by the French. More about the European spying along precisely the lines that the NSA has been doing. This is from the Financial Times of July 1st of 2013. It's by Chris Bryant, B-R-Y-A-N-T. Europe's spying businesses thrive amid surveillance uproar. Again, by Chris Bryant, Financial Times, July 1st, 2013. It reads in part, Europe's politicians are outraged about alleged U.S. monitoring of EU telephone and computer communications, but when it comes to building and exporting spy equipment, few are as capable as Europe. That much was evident last month when the world's leading sellers of electronic surveillance technology gathered in Prague at the ISS World Trade Show. Police and spy agency officials listened to closed-door presentations by a succession of European companies about their highly sophisticated internet and telephone communication interception wares. Hacking Team, a Milan-based maker of eavesdropping software, demonstrated in Prague its remotely controlled spyware that can tap encrypted communications, Skype calls, and instant messenger chats. The system also has audio and video capability, which allows police to spy using the target's own webcam. Munich-based Trovicor, T-R-O-V-I-C-O-R, schooled agents on its, quote, cell-based monitoring solution, unquote, to handle mass recordings, while Gamma International, a UK and German company, demonstrated its controversial FinFisher spyware tool for remotely monitoring mobile phone communications. Remember the FinFisher, we're going to come back to that. Continuing, at a time when European countries are loudly condemning the U.S. and U.K.'s spying activities, Europe's spy technology expertise is a potential source of embarrassment. Privacy activists and politicians fear that if left unregulated, sales of European surveillance technology could infringe human rights overseas, as well as damaging the cybersecurity of people in Europe. Skipping down again, this means that more than 50% of the almost $6 billion a year for off-the-shelf surveillance equipment, the kind favored by nearly all governments except the U.S., is controlled by Western European companies, according to Mr. Lucas. Note this last sentence here. In fact, it was James Clapper, the U.S. Director of National Intelligence, who told the U.S. Senate in March that foreign governments had begun using surveillance technologies originally marketed for lawful interception, unquote, to target American systems in the U.S. That is more than a little interesting. And again, everybody is shocked. And it, by the way, is not just small, large European countries like France, and we're going to come to Germany and the BND presently. But smaller countries have been doing exactly the same thing. There have been stories about Sweden collaborating with NSA and GCHQ during the Cold War, doing the same thing. And we're going to take a look now at Norway, little old Norway, doing exactly the same thing. By the way, this story here, a post from Little Green Footballs, is also interesting. One of the things that Charles Johnson points out here is that Glenn Greenwald, Citizen Greenwald, as I call him, that's old Glenn, the defender of human liberty, Glenn, give me a Nazi and I will defend him pro bono, Greenwald, is actually less than candid. He has misrepresented a number of things, apparently deliberately, and or at least he very imperfectly understands things, and I think that that can be taken with a grain of salt. In our next installment, we're going to take a look at some misrepresentations and also going to take a look at Glenn Greenwald's husband, David Miranda. He was detained at London's Heathrow Airport and relieved of a whole bunch of information that he was carrying as a courier. And at the time, Miranda, Greenwald, and their amen chorus in the media said, this is horrible, they're just detaining an innocent. It later has turned out, by Miranda's own admissions, that he has been deeply involved with Glenn Greenwald's operations on behalf of Snowden all along. More about that next week. This, again, from the Little Green Footballs blog of November 19th of 2013. Norway's intel chief exposes yet another Greenwald distortion, unquote, that by Charles Johnson. Reads in part, Glenn Greenwald's latest story extracted from the NSA documents stolen by Edward Snowden is yet another example of how he distorts the information to smear the U.S., every time. His article for Dagbladet, D-A-G-B-L-A-D-E-T, claims that the NSA spied on 33 million Norwegian phone calls, but Norway's chief of military intelligence claims that that is totally false. In fact, the telephone metadata discussed in Greenwald's story was collected by Norwegian intelligence and shared with the NSA, and it was not even collected in Norway. And then an excerpt of the story that Charles Johnson excerpts here. Norway's military intelligence chief said Tuesday that his country carries out surveillance on millions of phone calls in conflict areas around the world and shares that data with allies, including the U.S. Lieutenant General Kjell Grandhagen, K-J as in John, E-double-L, Grandhagen, G-R-A-N-D-H-A-G-E-N as in Nancy, made the statement at a hastily organized news conference called in response to a story in the tabloid Dagbladet, which reported that 33 million Norwegian phone calls had been monitored by the U.S. National Security Agency. Grandhagen vigorously denied the story. quote, "We had to correct that picture because we know that this is, in fact, not about surveillance in Norway or against Norway, but it is about the Norwegian intelligence effort abroad," he told the AP. Skipping down again, Grandhagen said his intelligence agency had, quote, "absolutely no indication," unquote, that the NSA was spying on Norwegians. Well, the NSA may well be spying on Norwegians. The point being here that the Norwegians themselves, the Norwegian intelligence service, and Norway is hardly an overweening imperial power, shall we say. They do the same thing. And we're going to be transitioning now to Germany. Along the front page of the SpitfireList.com website, there is a very important online newsletter called GermanForeignPolicy.com. It feeds along the right side of the front page. It is invaluable. And please do use the SpitfireList.com website. By the time listeners hear this program, there will be a long annotated article-length description of the broadcast on the SpitfireList.com website. This post is called "Allied Services, Part 1, from the GermanForeignPolicy.com of July 2nd from 2013. From the very beginning, the claims by the government and the BND of having had no idea about these NSA activities have only provoked a bored smile from specialists. Quote, "Experts have known that for a long time," insists BND expert Eric Schmidt Eyenboom, that's him, S-C-H-M-I-D-T hyphen W-E-N-B-O-O-M. Quote, "The German government must long since have known about it through BND evaluations and studies by the Federal Office of Information Security, or BSI. The uproar in Berlin is," quote, "feigned in this question," unquote. Then historian Joseph Foschepath has founded in 1968, Bonn concluded a secret administrative agreement which, based on agreements of the 1950s, had obligated the German government, quote, "to carry out surveillance of post and telecommunication for the Western victorious powers, or to allow them to carry out this surveillance themselves," unquote. According to Foschepath, this administrative agreement remains unaltered in force today. Quote, "This provides the legal basis for U.S. military intelligence agencies to autonomously execute," quote, "surveillance of the post and telecommunication traffic in Germany," unquote. And next week we're going to take a look at the fact that the Snowden disclosures, despite the fact that, again, as Eric Schmidt Eyenboom noted, experts have known about it for a long time, and that this has only provoked a bored smile from specialists. It was used as a pretext for dissolving this agreement. We're going to talk about more about that next week. Another very amusing detail, this from Der Spiegel of June 29th of 2013, about NSA spying on European Union offices and monitoring phone calls, skipping down. "The calls were made to numbers close to the one used as the remote servicing line of the Siemens telephone system that is used in the building." Well, Siemens is inextricably linked with German intelligence, the BND, so no doubt they too were shocked. This concludes Side 1 of For the Record program number 765, The Adventures of Eddie the Friendly Spook, Part 10, Shearing the Piglet, subtitled "They're Shocked, unquote. This has been recorded on December 15th of the year 2013. I'm Dave Emery. Ciao.